Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, brought to you on November 23, 2025. Today's briefing covers notable outflows in Bitcoin ETFs, emerging sector rotation in altcoins, and key corporate developments shaping market sentiment. Bitcoin has faced a significant downturn this week, with ETF assets suffering outflows exceeding $900 million on Thursday alone. The total outflows for the week reached around $1.2 billion, marking one of the most challenging weeks on record for Bitcoin exchange-traded funds. Bitcoin's price declined to near $84,155, its lowest level since April, reflecting elevated volatility and caution in the market. Contrasting this, Ethereum funds ended an 8-day streak of withdrawals, seeing inflows that suggest renewed investor interest. Similarly, Solana products extended their inflow streak to 10 days, highlighting a potential shift in sector momentum and opening trading opportunities in altcoin funds. Friday saw a partial recovery in Bitcoin ETF inflows, totaling $238 million, yet November has already recorded a substantial net outflow of $3.79 billion from Bitcoin ETFs. This ongoing trend indicates persistent investor caution amidst broader market pressures. On the institutional front, the New York Stock Exchange approved Grayscale's XRP and Dogecoin ETFs, scheduled to start trading tomorrow. This move signals rising institutional appetite for altcoins, although analysts caution that further Bitcoin ETF outflows could continue to weigh on Bitcoin's price, possibly nearing the $82,000 support level. Significant whale activity was observed with XRP, where large holders sold over 250 million tokens valued at approximately $480 million in 2 days, pushing XRP below its key $2 support. Meanwhile, Ethereum saw large-scale whale accumulation, with $241 million in ETH purchased amid recent price dips, implying confidence among major investors in a potential rebound. In corporate news, Chicago-based Bitcoin ATM operator Crypto Dispensers is contemplating a $100 million sale following charges linked to a $10 million money laundering scheme involving its CEO. Both the company and CEO have pleaded not guilty. This case underscores heightened legal and compliance risks in the crypto sector, particularly impacting firms handling cash transactions. Solana is proposing a significant reduction in SOL token emissions, aiming to cut about 22.3 million SOL. Valued near $2.9 billion, over the next 6 years. This adjustment seeks to accelerate the network's transition to a low-inflation model by doubling the annual disinflation rate from 15% to 30%. The change involves a simple protocol update, minimizing risk while potentially strengthening Solana's economic outlook. Looking ahead, Bitcoin's price and ETF flows will be crucial to monitor. The market's response to new altcoin ETF listings and large whale movements could further shape volatility in the short term. Investors may want to watch the $82,000 Bitcoin mark and upcoming sector rotation as indicators of broader sentiment and potential trading opportunities. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.